Greetings, being of light. I am Kathumi. I asked this one to avail herself as I wanted to speak to many of you. Some of you will listen, truly listen, for you know in the vibration of your heart, your soul, that as you read this, we merge in oneness. Oneness of all. There are others who will read these words, yet not fully absorb my message. As you know, it is your choice. Yet you have chosen to incarnate old souls. Yes, many of you are old souls. In your linear time, you would be known as ancient seers, wise ones, magicians and healers, all contained in your soul memory. Through awakened light codes within you, you are able to review your soul memories. You call this past lives. There are aspects of those incarnations which you chose to carry with you. Yes, some of these aspects you have chosen to bring with you in this lifetime of experience to transform, to understand, having decided you no longer wish to repeat a behavioral pattern. In this scenario, that particular behavioral pattern or mental pattern will present to you often in your current life. You ask why, since you have chosen you no longer want to think or act in a certain way. This may be allowing yourself to be too quick to anger, expleting much negative energy and blocking the light of your soul. It may be you no longer want to control or dominate every situation in your life, including loved ones and others. There are many scenarios of behavioral patterns, my friend. You see, you decided this behavior before you incarnated. This decision to turn from a negative aspect that you have carried with you for many lifetimes, you have decided this lifetime to turn away from, to allow more light to enter your consciousness. Members of your soul family would assist you with this choice. They would incarnate as family members, workers, your boss perhaps, who may mirror to you the very behavior you have chosen to release. Consciously, you may find this to be a difficult choice throughout your lifetime. Why? My friend, this negative behavioral aspect has, by your own choice, been carried with you for lifetimes. Therefore, it is more deeply embedded due to this. Often your most difficult personal challenges give you the greatest victory once overcome. I said many of you are such old souls, you are ancient. Yet all have come. All have chosen this transitional time for humanity and your planet. You may wonder why you chose such a personal challenge for yourself, and how can you assist in the great transformation of all? It is with your intent, my friend, and also the example others observe. You see each victory, no matter how small, as you work on changing your conscious behavior, which follows through to the physical. You open cracks of soul light to filter into your consciousness, your entire being. By that, I mean all of your lower bodies, the physical, the mental, and the emotional. All are affected, you see. Further, as you gain more victory over these negative behavioral patterns, the codes of light you hold in your soul begin to activate and awaken your higher bodies. The cracks widen, and more light and feelings of peace filter into your conscious mind. With this, true victory is at hand. You consciously look at your life differently. You seek a quieter, more peaceful life. There may be ones you will turn away from as you witness the behavioral patterns you once displayed yourself, you see. So by example, you show others a new way, showing positive change is possible. And you begin to understand the way of soul, the way of light. You see, all are connected by the light. We witnessed with such joy the outpouring of love to all in your recent days. Know this has helped many more of you to awaken, to ask, what is this energy? Why do I feel this peace? And yes, this love for all. The answer is because they are beginning to understand soul unity, yes. The peace and joy you feel are because this was part of your soul contract. Always when a soul contract is answered, there are feelings of joy within. Your guardians, teachers in spirit, and we of the Great White Brotherhood, Council of Light, as you know us, celebrate also. There is joy within you. Humanity is awakening. It is time. This is a lifetime of celebration which you have chosen. Still, there are challenges to be overcome, yet always soul growth as your light and wisdom of soul expands. This is what you will carry with you to your next incarnation. Your light, your wisdom, this is what you will carry in your soul. The only thing for all else is left behind you when you return to us. So you may understand a larger picture, perhaps, as this one says, one of the universe, of God's source, of oneness. My blessings of light and love to you on your life journey.